Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
And lucky enough to be joined by a young man who we really enjoyed the work of tonight. He's got a bit of run, he's got a bit of dare, and he's got a great haircut, and he's a great kid as well. Of course, Torquay Boys, St Mary's product, Geelong Falcons, of course, and we love him on K-Rock Footy. Brayden Hamp, Brayden Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and a former Bomber in Darren Buick. Well done tonight, mate. Great to be talking to you, but talk to us about the night. You started slow, but the boys finally got into gear, and once you did, you played some really good footy.
Hey, Kingy and boys, how are we? Bit of a slow start, and the rain started heckling down as well, so we didn't really know where it was going to go, but we just backed ourselves in, and from there, yeah, it was great to see what we're able to put out there after a pretty tough review from last week against Carlton. We're pretty sloppy, so to come back and put that up was, yeah, really pleasing.
That's the seventh game of your career, Brayden. Is that the best win you've been involved in?
Yeah, I think so. Probably the first win was pretty cool, but just the tough grind of tonight after what we put up last week, I think, yeah, that was certainly the best feeling I've had. There was a crowd, I'm sure it would have been even better, but, it was a great feeling down here at the moment, and, everyone's up and about, so, yeah, for sure.
Brayden, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Just put the footy to the side for the second. What's your... When you sit in the chair at the barber's, what do you ask for? It's a sort of a lush arrangement you've got going. Are you looking for a sponsorship, a shampoo type or sponsorship, or how would you describe your setup on your bonds?
Yeah, it could be something like that. Not really sure. I haven't been in the barber for a few months, I don't reckon. I usually get one of my housemates to give it a little trim on top and on the sides as well, and I just leave the back flow. We need to do something with it. I was going to do something today, but thought I'd let it ride for one more week, see how we go, and, yeah, I might have to leave it after that.
Who are those housemates?
I've got Noah Gown and Brandon Zerkatcher, a couple of young lads, and just the three of us parked away. So,
How does that all go? Is it a bit of a bachelor pad there? Who does the cooking, cleaning? How do you sort of work it out?
It's pretty fun. All different characters, so there's a bit of a mix and match in there, but we're all pretty good around the house as well. Few good cooks. Haven't done a whole lot before last year, so, yeah, we're getting there, and hopefully we can have a couple more years together.
Yeah, well, you cooked up a little bit tonight. Kingy mentioned there it's your seventh game of AFL footy. Obviously, sort of outside run, a bit of carry, and that's your go. You're able to do it tonight, find a bit of space, and, you know, I suppose with that, you just need to have the work rate to be able to get to those spots to get to the footy.
Yeah, well, last week I hadn't played in 3 or 4 months before coming into it, so I was a bit rusty getting to those spots last week, and it's up against my old mate, Sammy Walsh, and he was sort of teaching me a lesson out there, so... I was feeling much better out there tonight and able to get to those spots and, yeah, hopefully we can build from there.
For Geelong Marine World, boating, fishing, all fun. Make sure you get out on the water with Geelong Marine World. Here's Darren Buick as we speak with Brayden Hamm on K-Rock Footy.
Well done tonight, Brayden, and great effort by the team. You mentioned last week and, you know, from an outsider looking in, it was a really disappointing performance. What happens during the week to turn that around? Do you make a point of trying to do something early to set the scene? I know it didn't happen tonight, but I thought your pressure built throughout the game and was a major factor in your winning, and it probably wasn't there as much last week.
Yeah, no. We sort of let ourselves down in a few areas last week, and it was a bit of a hard review during the week. We got a few stern words, and we really came to play. First 5 minutes probably let us down a little bit, but pressure from there on was, yeah, absolutely massive, and got the boys over in the end, just held on. So, yeah, it was nice to see.
You talk about the review during the week, and we know at the moment the coaching structure at the Bombers is a little bit different in terms of transition. Who takes that review, and who's the main one who controls all that, and probably the one that gives you the biggest spray?
We sort of sit down in our lines for the majority of it, and then Ben Rutten sort of took over and went over the game plan again and just made sure we're clearing all the basics and what we went out to achieve. And, tonight we really came out and put that forward, and, yeah, I was happy to see how we got the result.
And the big fella playing his first game for the club, Andrew Phillips, you know, a big ask first up against Brody Grundy. He must be pleased with how the team must be pleased with how he went. And not he didn't do a lot in tap outs, but I thought he negated a fair bit. And the midfield of the Bombers were able to get a lot of chances from stoppages.
Yeah, he was absolutely massive tonight. Not surprised either. He's an absolute competitive beast. And, yeah, what he put out there tonight, I'm not surprised. He was putting his body on the line and, yeah, really competitive at ground level as well, which was a massive advantage for us. So, yeah, he'll certainly cherish that and hopefully get a lot more chances.
How'd you go in lockdown, Brayden? What saw you through lockdown?
I came back home to Torquay and obviously got the beach down there, so it was nice to just get down there and went for a nice walk most mornings. Wasn't a whole lot to do, but got the family down there and they were working from home. So,
do you love getting down there? Do you miss it? Obviously now you're up in Melbourne. Do you miss the sort of that lifestyle down in Torquay?
Yeah, well, I'm not like a surfer or anything, so don't get in the water a whole lot. But I guess it's nice down there. It's quiet during winter and can sort of just do your own thing. But yeah, I'm loving it in the city, and I still get down there a fair bit, like once every couple of weeks, so it's good like that. But yeah, I suppose I'm doing all right up here.
Yeah, I reckon you are doing pretty well. I reckon you'd be the sort of bloke that if you did go in the water, that I'm not sure you'd get wet sort of instantly. That sort of those follicles on top of your cranium would keep you dry for a good 7 or 8 minutes. It's a bit of a protector on the bonce, I reckon.
Braden, off soon, I think.
you decided that you'd try and take on the man on the mark a couple of times tonight and found yourself in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing early on. I think it's just a bit of an instinct, and I guess it's going to be a good thing, hopefully, in the future. I'll just go. But, yeah, I got myself caught a couple of times. But, yeah, the coaches are happy for me to take the game on, so, yeah, I'll keep doing it.
Brayden, I reckon when you do take on someone on the mark, just make sure you go to your left, not your right, because you're a left footer.
Yeah.
So it makes it a bit easier if you're on your natural foot rather than just launching onto your right.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed in that first one. I was going to have a shot, and then he just came up late, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I think we got a goal out of it. So.
You did. Good work.
Brayden, can I just ask you a quick one? Mark Harvey's been there a long time. I played with him for a fair while, and we spoke about haircuts. He had one of the rudest haircuts, and he's probably 59, 60 now. He's probably still got the rude hair. You're not taking after him, are you?
No, he's got a...
What has he got going?
Picture of him with the blonde little mullet back whenever it was. But
hang something on him. You can hang it on him. When he had that little blonde mullet, he went on Perfect Match. And ask him about his black tight leather pants that he wore on Perfect Match. And you need to ask him about that tonight.
Oh, I think I've actually heard of that last year at some stage. It got brought up. I think he'd probably flick it off to the side and try and deny it all, but...
No, don't let him off.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Brayden, how are the brothers, Sheldon and Charlie? Obviously, Charlie was on the Falcons list this year before the season got shut down, but both got some talent as well and been mentioned as potential draftees down the track. What are they both up to with their footy, despite the fact that it's been a pretty quiet year for on-field?
Yeah, they're both going all right as well. Yeah, haven't heard much of their footy of late, but Charlie's still at the Falcons. I think he's in the leadership squad there, so he's got a good run at it, hopefully, within the next couple months. See what happens from there. And then, yeah, Sheldon's still going on. I think he's going to play for just the Torquay seniors this year, so, yeah, hopefully he can build back and maybe get some VFL footy or something like that, so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Be great to have Charlie drafted at the end of the year. I think he's 18 in November, if I'm not mistaken, but which makes him draft eligible. You'd love to see him get a crack.
Yeah, it'd be massive. He's on Remembrance Day, and I'm on Anzac Day. So,
are you kidding?
To wear the Anzac. Yeah, my other brother's on Australia Day. There's a bit of a story in that.
Just got the public holidays covered and the special days. That's fantastic. Hey, Braden, great to catch up with you, mate. You're a ripper to deal with at the Falcons, and we were keen to get you on K-Rock Footy, and we're glad the Essendon guys were happy for us to have a chat with you. Not sure if you've done too many post-match interviews, but if this was your first, you've done well, young man, and we love talking to you. We love watching you play, and for a man who was taken in the 70s as a bit of a speculative pick, you've more than held your own so far. Well done, and enjoy hub life. You're going north, and we'll see you when you get back to Victoria in about 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's it. I'm excited for it. Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
Good to talk. Braden Hamm joining us here for Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.